CNN, you can't make it up. Quote, is Biden's presidency doomed? Meanwhile, one article from Axios titled Biden's Epic Failures. It details the litany of Biden-caused disasters, both here at home and abroad. According to the article, quote, it's rare for a president to be at odds with Republicans, with moderate Democrats and liberal Democrats all at the same time. But that's where Biden finds himself. In other words, nobody likes you, Joe. Poor Joey. Nobody. Nobody thinks he's competent either. Even MSDNC's top Democrat, Chucky Todd, blasting Biden for failing to change the tone in the country, bring people together after a speech last week. Former President Trump in Arizona. This is funny. He said that Biden was more destructive than five presidents combined. Now, a new CBS poll shows that 50% of Americans are frustrated with Biden's presidency. Only 25% are satisfied. You know, it takes an awful lot of failure to get 75% of the country not loving what you're doing and fully 50% of the country frustrated at what you are doing. Look at this graph from Gallup. In just 1 year, Biden managed to flip America's party identification average. Look at this. A 9-point Democratic advantage to a 5-point GOP advantage. The best numbers for the Republican Party since 1995. Donald Trump runs again, just needs one bumper sticker, maybe a few rallies, and all it needs to say is, miss me yet?
You know what? You know what is weird, though, about this whole thing? The weird thing is, all of these problems, inflation, the problems in Afghanistan, the problems, well, really, if you want to talk about the problems in Ukraine and Russia, these are all generated on the Biden watch. This is all his fault. This is all stuff that he did. We'll talk about that and more coming up. Guess who's coming up? Scott Hammond, Nevada District 18 State Senator, will join us. We'll talk about this fiasco that is the Clark County School District Health Trust for the teachers. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Hey Nevada, I'm Joey Gilbert, and I'm running for governor, and here's why. For the past 18 months, I've been engaged in a fight against Steve Sisolak to save Nevada and take Nevada back. First, I sued him for access to life-saving early treatment medications. Next, I brought a lawsuit on behalf of Pastor Jimmy Morales and Calvary Chapel Lone Mountain to open all Nevada churches. With my friend Sigal Shatah, we beat him at the Ninth Circuit and opened all churches 10 days before Christmas. But the fight continues. Right now, we're back in federal court for these mask mandates, and we'll be filing another lawsuit to prevent all Nevada employees, state and federal, from having to be forced to take a vaccine that's unproven and ineffective. Get in the fight today. Join me at GilbertForGovernor.com, and please support me, Joey Gilbert for Governor. Paid for by Gilbert for Governor. Get in the fight today.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Some people still digging out from the storm that dumped more than a foot of snow in parts of the Northeast.
Cars try to dig out of snow-covered roads in Pittsburgh, where resident Amber Engelman tells WTAE-TV she can't get down her own street.
The streets are barely plowed, not salted. And it goes on for days.
National Weather Service meteorologist Zach Taylor says there's another reason digging out is going to be difficult.
Temperatures for most of this week will be quite cold. So all the snow that fell is not really going to go anywhere. So, yeah, people are going to still have to be digging out.
Taylor says it's too early to forecast. I'm Julie Walker.
Biden administration plans to increase efforts to stave off wildfires that have been torching parts of the western U.S. by thinning forests around areas where nature and neighborhoods collide. Also at townhall.com, more trouble for the nation's airlines.
Now, the airline industry is warning that thousands of flights could be delayed or grounded altogether if AT&T and Verizon launch new 5G wireless service near major airports. The service is slated to debut this week. The CEOs of America's largest airlines say interference from the high-speed wireless service on sensitive aircraft instruments is a bigger problem than previously thought, and the trouble stems from where the 5G service operates in the radio spectrum. Rich Thomason reporting.
A year-old report by Washington's Afghanistan watchdog has been declassified. It shows it warned in early 2021 the Afghan Air Force would collapse without critical U.S. aid and training. And that was several months before President Biden announced the end eventually to the war. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For a free quote, call 800-523-3771. That's 800-523-3771. 800-523-3771. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office, each with 25 years of experience. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit, the other chief of the Homicide Unit. Both dedicated, both respected. Together, they are Craig Hendricks and Frank Como, the Vegas Dream Team for criminal defense you need in your corner. Call 702-222-9999 or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
It's 204. This is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Celine Dion's return to her strip residency has hit another setback, as the superstar singer and longtime Las Vegas resident has canceled her North American tour. It was scheduled to run March through April of this year. Dion says she's following doctor's orders as she recovers from severe and persistent muscle spasms, which forced the cancellation of her opening dates at the theater at the Resorts World in December. Now, she's not given any timeline for her possible return to Resorts World. Well, in what could be the beginning of a major restructuring effort of the front office and the coaching staff, Mike Mayock has been fired as the Raiders' general manager. He was the hand-picked choice of then-head coach John Gruden back in 2019. In Mayock's three seasons as the Raiders' general manager, the team's one-loss record got better each season, and overall over 500 at 25 wins and 24 losses. Right now, interim head coach Rick Bisaccia still has his job. We'll keep you posted.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Watch for a road closure. It's on Las Vegas Boulevard, both directions from Cheyenne to Walnuts in North Las Vegas, as investigators are on scene collecting evidence of an earlier crash. And delays downtown on the 515, both directions between Main Street and Eastern Avenue.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Always good to have Scott Hammond on, a state senator, Nevada District 18, and no better time than now because we've got more problems with the health care trust for our teachers in the Clark County School District. This is, it's almost laughable if it wasn't so darn sad. People are losing their coverage. They're losing their doctor. It is just ugly. And we've kicked in a billion dollars into this program, and it is still short, and it's still not very transparent. Scott Hammond joining us. Senator, always good to have you with us. How you doing, Scott?
I'm doing well. Doing well, Kevin. It's been a good week, a good weekend, lots of fun activities for the kids. Some of them got an extended vacation. We've got one daughter who goes to a public school, and she's going back to school tomorrow. So it has been a very interesting 5 days. But I'm glad you're starting with the question that you did, and that's the Teachers Health Trust. And I was a part of that for years. I started with the school district in 1999-2000. That was my first year with the school district. And the very first day that I started working, my overall salary went down, or my benefits went down. So I actually was making less. Within 24 hours of working, I was making less because our benefits and our teachers' health trust went down. They changed. They continue to change. And that was the very beginning. Some people say it's been going on for 7 or 8 years. It's actually been going on longer than that. Maybe the last 7 or 8 years we've had problems. They've increased their problems, the problems with doctors dropping the coverage or doctors not getting paid. But this has been happening for a while.
Now, let me ask you, you're a state senator, and whether you're in the state senate or you're in the assembly, there is an element of oversight to the job. Has anybody looked into this? I mean, do you have education committees that have looked at this and can get some accountability?
You know, every time we poke around, it seems like they close doors. You got to remember that a lot of times we haven't been in charge except for that one session. We had a lot of other things on our minds, a lot of other things that we got done, but this was one that we do need to look into a little bit more. And I think both colleagues on both sides of the aisle are now looking at each other, going, "We've got a mess," and the mess isn't just with the Teachers Health Trust. As you know, Clark County School District hasn't had an audit in a long time, and I think that there needs to be a real deep forensic audit of what's going on because, as you noted, we've bailed out the Teachers Health Trust, and a lot of that money came from the school district with agreements. And the question should be, where are they getting the money to do this? Because they were hurting for a long time as well. And so I think we need to go in there and find out exactly what's going on. And, the idea, if you read the article from Jeff Gurman from the Review Journal, he talks about the agreement. He talks about what each side gave up. And the side, the Teachers Health Trust and those who run that, what they gave up is accountability. They've got to actually be more accountable. There's got to be more transparency. And the question should be, why wasn't this there before? You know, who's able to get rid of that every time they bring it up?
And the issue of transparency has come up. It came up in Jeff's article today in the RJ. What about transparency? I thought there was supposed to be transparency in government, and Democrats in particular love transparency. Where's the transparency here?
Right, and they've always had a way around it. And matter of fact, I remember the article. This is an article that came out. One of the people that was quoted in here, and I'm going to forget his name, I'm sure, but he basically said, look, I'm grateful that they're finally putting accountabilities in here. I believe it was Mr. Miller who said this. But my concern is that when things get really bad again, they'll somehow circumvent that accountability, somehow wiggle out of that, and not have to report what's going on. And, you know, because when the heat gets on you, you tend to find ways to get away from having to show people the bad side or that, you know, what you may have done wrong. And that's my worry. Now, in 2015, I remember when we went in there, we came up with a lot of great education programs. One of the things that we did was we put a bunch of accountability measures around that. And it's because it's taxpayer dollars. It's taxpayer dollars being spent that taxpayers can't go anywhere else and spend it. That's the thing. I mean, I love schools of choice. I love when you're talking about education and you're talking about having lots of different avenues to educate your child. That whenever you have a school of choice, whenever you have that kind of choice in your life, you always have the ability. If you're not happy where you're at, you can go somewhere else. That's the way it should be, right? That's kind of the free market view of education. Those teachers who are in the health trust, they didn't have anywhere else to go. And so you've got to be more accountable when we're spending taxpayer dollars on that kind of stuff. And they should have had transparency, and it should have been there for a long time.
Again, Scott Hammond joining us, State Senator, Nevada District 18, asking the tough questions. I've got to ask you, because corporations, whether you're Wynn, whether you're the RJ, whether you're NV Energy, you have insurance for your people, and it's all about actuarial tables and money in and money out, that kind of thing. What is different about how the school district and the teachers union did this versus what private industry deals with every day?
Well, I think we already just talked about it, and there's really no difference. The same things exist within their system of the public education system, and the way that they had the teachers' health trust, actuarial, all that stuff. The thing is, they just never made it transparent. They never showed what was going on. They were spending money on items that didn't meet, and then didn't tell people what those items were. In the article, it talked about $3.1 million being spent. For various, I can't remember exactly what it was. It was pretty nefarious, to be honest with you. I mean, it didn't look right, and they could never tell you where it was going. And I think that's the same thing that we're encountering in general in education. People want to know where the money is going, and there's really no transparency to kind of show you where all the money is going all the time.
Do you sense there is malfeasance as a part of this? I mean, should somebody end up going to jail for this or something like that? Lose their job?
Well, the person who probably should have lost their job, looks like he already stepped down. I mean, if you read the article, again, this was I think the other day, January 13th, it came out, I believe. The gentleman, that he was making $500,000 a year, and he got a $200,000 bonus. There was very little accountability and transparency involved. And there were times where he was spending money, like I said, the $3.1 million that was spent, and what did he call it? He called it something like administrative costs or something like that. It's a $3.1 million that they spent on consultants to redesign the trust health plan. But that was after they started digging into where the money went to. They finally said, this is what we did with the money. There just wasn't enough oversight on it, and there needs to be more oversight. And then I think the school district and the negotiations that they had, they finally probably put those mechanisms in place that should have been in there years ago.
Do you get a sense that there is an effort within the legislature to get to the bottom of this? Do you think they're sincere in wanting to know who did what and why?
If I know my colleagues, a lot of them they want to know what's going on. And I think that this probably is the straw that broke the camel's back. And I think that we're going to see more of us go, hey, we need to look into this a little bit more. Let's open let's pull that curtain back a little bit more and find out what's going on in there. Because as you mentioned, these are the lives of teachers and their families. You know, when they put a claim in and that claim isn't spent or isn't paid off, and then then doctors and healthcare providers start dropping them out of their coverage, that's a serious problem. It should never get to that point. When you're teaching, you've got a lot of other concerns. One of them shouldn't be about whether or not your child is going to be dropped from their healthcare coverage.
Well, and more than that, though, you've got people, teachers, who their accounts going to collection. It's going to impact their credit rating, their ability to buy a house or to buy a car. I mean, this has real world implications. I'm just mad as hell about this thing because I know teachers. I know they don't make lots of money, and I know that there are people that are hurting right now as a result of this, and we don't seem to have any answers. I hope we get the answers real soon. Stay with us. More to come with Scott Hammond, State Senator, Nevada District 18, as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right. Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet. 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
Findlay Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
This is John Kovacs, conservative Republican candidate for Congress in Nevada's 3rd Congressional District. I'm running for Congress because our country, teetering on the brink under Democratic Party rule, which has only become more apparent since Joe Biden's ascension to the White House. From his killing of the Keystone XL pipeline, to his abandonment of our southern border, and blundered pullout from Afghanistan, the Biden administration has been an unmitigated disaster from the beginning. Now we become aware of his intent to award $450,000 to illegal immigrants. As our food prices are skyrocketing, gas prices are soaring, and unemployment in Las Vegas leads the nation. All the while, our congressional leaders stand by idly and do nothing. That's why I'm asking for your vote, so you can send me to Washington to fix this mess. Go to my website, KovacsForCongress.com, to join our movement and support the cause. Please support me as I fight for you. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress. Chris.
There's a child in Kenya, or Sierra Leone, or India, or Bolivia, who you could connect with. And through Child Fund, it's possible. We may be thousands of miles apart, but we can still connect with each other. And when we do, we make things better. We connect children all around the world with what they need to grow up healthy, educated, and safe. That's what Child Fund is about. Together, we co-create, support, and sustain connections that lead to greater well-being for millions of children who live in poverty worldwide, and their families, and their communities, and their countries, and you. Join us. Together, we can make the world a better place. Two small worlds at a time. His and yours. Visit childfund.org to learn more.
Chris Domine is a husband, father, an athlete, even an Ironman.
But 10 years ago, Chris's kidneys were failing.
The doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant, you are going to die.
Chris received a second chance, made possible by an organ donor.
Your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
What could you make possible as an organ, eye, and tissue donor? Leave behind the gift of life. Go to organdonor.gov. U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We'll be getting back to Scott Hammond in just a couple of seconds, but we have some breaking news of interest to a lot of folks here in Southern Nevada. Gentlemen, Jim Dallas, what do you have?
Well, this is from the Channel 8 website, KLAS. It says every county in Nevada will require masks no matter what your vaccination status might be due to the high transmission of the coronavirus of the Omicron variant throughout the state. They say the CDC recommends that everyone, including fully vaccinated people, wear a mask in public, indoor settings in counties with substantial or high transmission. And it says here all of Nevada's counties will now fall under this category as beginning Friday, Eureka, Story, and White Pine counties are once again going to be requiring masks, just like all the other counties in the state.
Okay, well, let's check in with State Senator Scott Hammond. What do you know about this, and what does this mean? Is this a major change?
This is the first time. I didn't see the story. You guys broke the story. Well, Channel 8 broke the story, but I heard it from the first time from Jim. It kind of follows the pattern that I keep getting from Governor Sisolak, and that is, you know, we get information, but instead of allowing us to process the information and then living our lives according to the information, he's telling us exactly what we need to do to try and save ourselves. But the reality is these counties, which have very small populations, the citizens are very well aware of what, when to wear a mask or when not to wear a mask, I don't see them complying, 100% with this mandate. It's going to be very difficult for them to comply with because the folks have always had a sort of independent streak. Myself, I live in Las Vegas. I live in a very densely populated area. If I go to a large event and I feel like I need to wear that mask, then I wear that mask to protect myself and others around me. But that mask isn't going to be 100% effective against something. You know, it's still spreading. It's still getting it. I know people are going to say, "Well, at least you wore a mask and you're mitigating a little bit." But we keep going down this rabbit hole. We keep getting this feeling like we don't have the freedoms that we used to have, and it's getting difficult to take this too much longer.
Yeah.
You know, you go to some place like Florida, and the folks are walking around, and they're no mask, and if they do contract the virus, they go in, they had testing, they've had testing available almost in any place you can go to. They had testing available, and then you got tested, and then they said, all right, well, here, you come down positive, here's some therapeutics you can use to get over it. We haven't been doing that until recently that I know of, because I had a meeting last week with the governor's office, and they were talking about the therapeutics that are available. Our citizens weren't aware of that. A lot of times my friends would go in, they would test positive, and they were told just go home and rest. That's it, rest. Meanwhile, in Florida, folks are they're getting medication to try and to mitigate the effects of the virus once they contracted it, and they did a much better job. So, I don't know where we're going with this. We keep masking folks up. People are still getting it. It's still being spread. I don't know what to tell people. It gets you fired up, doesn't it?
No, it does. It does. And I think people are, it's the old, I'm mad as hell, I'm not going to take it anymore. I don't know what will happen. We'll all find out together. I've got to ask you, I've only got about 4 minutes left in the segment, and that is we are on day 5 of the pause for the Clark County School District. The kids will be coming back to school tomorrow. As an educator, as a dad, what does this mean to you? And is this a precursor of something bad that's going to happen within our school district? Because people are going to keep getting this.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt about it. And so instead of talking about what the school district is going to do, be proactive. You know, more and more people are coming up to me and saying, how do I create more opportunities to educate my child outside of the public education system? That's what's happening, is that people are very, very serious about finding different ways to educate their children so they don't have to be relying upon, you know, the policies, good or bad, that CCSD has created. Here we are, with all the shutdown occurred because they didn't have enough staff. They don't have enough staff. They don't have enough bus drivers. There's a lot of things that they don't have, and some of that stuff is out of their control. I get it, but you have to have good policies in place for when this, when this